So the Hagois, Rav Bezalel Rennesberg, brings from the Ravon, who says that only in Mishneh Torah we darshan smuchim. V'loy b'chol ha-Torah. And he says the reason is, Mishum d'chol ha-Torah mipi ha-Gvura nemra. In general, the first four svarim of the Torah are from directly mipi ha-Gvura from Hashem, and therefore we have a klal ein mugdim u'me'ucher b'Torah. There is no chronological order necessarily in the Torah. But Mishneh Torah was Moshe's arrangement, and he organized, he said the parshios one after the other, and therefore they're intended for a drash, to interpret them. Now this has to be explained. What does it mean in general, ein mugdim u'me'ucher b'Torah? There is no order in the Torah. The Hashem didn't write a Torah that is haphazard, chalila. Of course not. And the Sefer HaChinuch explains that ein mugdim u'me'ucher b'Torah means there is a higher order. The Torah has so many purposes, so many lessons, and chronological order is not one of them. The Torah is not meant to be a history book to know which happened first. So the chronological order has to be rearranged. But the messages that are intended from the way it was designed, from the way it was arranged, is definitely meaningful in a tremendous way. There are thousands, millions of lessons from every iota, from every letter in the Torah, from every minute arrangement in the Torah. But when it comes to smuchim, there's a question of how we interpret it, and muchach and mufna, it has to be obvious, it has to be mufna, it has to be vacant, so that we can know when a drasha is intended. Now, on Amud Beis, the Gemara goes back to Tzitzis, and the Gemara says also that it's muchach and mufna, and the Gemara says that when it says, uveged kalayim shatnez lo yale olecho, the Torah is repeating itself, because in Parshas Kedoshim, we have shatnez and Kedoshim, and then in Parshas Kisaytzi, again the Torah says, lo silbash shatnez. The question is, what is the reason? Is that mufna? Is it vacant? Is it unnecessary? Now, the Gemara tells us at Srichasa, that if it only said, lo yale olecho, don't put it on you, we might think that the Iser is kol derech ha'alo osarachmona. No matter how a person puts it upon himself, even a moichriksus, he happens to be a merchant selling suits, maybe even if he just puts it on, because he doesn't have a mannequin, he puts it on to show, to demonstrate the suit to a customer, that maybe that's included in the Iser. So therefore the Torah says, no, lo silba shatnes, dafka when it's levisha, the ispe hanoa, there's a pleasure. Now here there's a machloikis between Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshonim. Rashi learns, Meichriksus, She'ein mischavnim lano aschimum. Although they are being warmed by the garment, but that's not your intention. So it's Ein mischavim. But the Tosfos Yeshonim asks, he says, wait a minute, we're dealing here with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda, we know, holds that Dovash Ein mischavim is Asa. So if there would be Hanoah, even though he's not being mischavim, it would be Asa. So therefore, the Tosfos Yeshonim says, we have to say, Tzarech loimar, that the pshat is b'loy shum hanoah. There is no hanoah at all, whatsoever, and therefore it would be okay. And this would be a source, this Gemara would be a source, the Achroinim have a question, if a person is going to buy a shatnez suit, and he's going to be taking out the shatnez, but now he wants to try it on for size, and he knows it's shatnez, is he allowed to try it on? And from this Gemara there would be a proof that it would be permitted. And in some achleikas, some achreinim hold it is mutter, some hold it's better not to. But the source from here would be, because since that's not his kavona, and he's not doing it for that hanoah, especially according to Rashi, it would be permissible. The Gemara goes on to Tzitzis. The Gemara brings a question by Tzitzis, the question of Tzemer Ufishtim. Ton of the Bay, Rabbi Yishmael holds that when the Torah uses the term beged, beged always means wool and linen. And there's a question by Tzitzis. Rava says that Tzemer Ufishtim is universal. It potters any kind of material. Bein b'minon, bein shloi b'minon. But shar minin, if someone is using something else, let's say like cotton, so if it's b'mino, it's potter, it's good. But shlo b'mino, it's not sufficient. there's a question here in the Poskim. This is tshuva in the Igros Moshe Arachaim, in the first Arachaim, the second tshuva. The Rosh Hashiva at Tzalvar Moshe deals with this. He brings that a bal nefesh should be machmer. It's better to be machmer to wear a woolen baguette for tzitzis, a woolen garment with woolen tzitzis. But if someone is too hot, he can't deal with that. So there are poskim that are makel to wear other materials as well. The Ritva asks a question in general. How do we learn from tzitzis that aseh should be doichel aseh? Maybe the mitzvah of tzitzis is unique because we know that tzitzis shokol keneged kol ha'torah kulo. It's such an important mitzvah. The uzchartem is kol mitzvah Hashem. So maybe tzitzis is unique. But he answers no. He says, since we say in Pirkei Avos, have a rotz lemitzvah kala kivach amura, she'enati yedei matan tzcharen shal mitzvahs, we have to treat every mitzvah. We have to realize that every mitzvah, it's a tzivui Hashem. There is no such thing as a small mitzvah, as a minor mitzvah. And thus, if we learn that one mitzvah is aseh doichel aseh, so we can learn that as a rule for all mitzvahs, that aseh doichel aseh. Now we go to Daf Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara tries to learn from Reishoi by the halacha of cutting off the payas of a mitzvah. When he has to shave off all his hair, so we're doiche the avera, the lois aseh, of not cutting off payas. So is this a case of aseh doiche lois aseh? But the Gemara says no. That hakofa is a lav she'en shava b'chol. It doesn't apply to women. And therefore, it's not as strong. But a lav like by achos isha, which is not only on him, but it's on her also. The lav applies to both the male and the female. So that's a pircha. And then the Gemara says, what about learning from zokain? Pa'azikonam, where there's a chiyuv by a mitzoyra, where he has to shave off his beard with a razor. Is that a good source? And again, the Gemara rejects that. Finally, the Gemara goes back to the original pasuk, learning from Shatnes by Tzitzis. The Gemara also had said that we paskin that an aseh, even though aseh is doiche lois aseh, but an aseh is not doiche lois aseh ve'aseh, where the lois aseh has an aseh alongside of it. But now on Amid Beis, the Gemara goes to Kilayim B'Tzitzis, and the Gemara says we have to analyze the posuk, which in Parshas Ki Seitzei we find. In posuk Yud Aleph it says, Lo silbash shatnez, Tzemer ufishtim yachtov. And let's analyze the need for all the words of the posuk. Right after that, the next posuk is Gedilim tasel chal arba kanfes kususcha, to make tzitzis. Now the Gemara says that the word Gedilim maybe is unnecessary because it should have used the word tzitzis. Samara says no, the word Gedilim teaches us how the tzitzis should be made, the shear of tzitzis, that we need 8 threads. Rashi explains that we take them and we fold them, we put them through the hole and they fold over, and some are knotted, some are tied, the rest hang loose. Tosfos asks Akasha that how do we know that we have to even double them over? Maybe we should tie them each to the top of the talus, to the edge of the talus. That in itself, Tosfos asks Akasha. But the Gemara goes on to showing that all the words are necessary, but there is la'afnuye, we find that the word, there is an extra word, and the Gemara darshins from the word shatnez, that shatnez, although it means shua tovi venuz, that it has to be, in order to be chayef for kelayim for shatnez, it has to be combined in 3 stages, shua tovi venuz. Now, there's a machloikis here, Rashi and Tosfos, what is the definition of shua tovi venuz? Rashi learns shua that it's smoothed together, then tovi spun, then nuz is woven together. Tosfos argues, first of all, Tosfos argues that the shua v'tovi, there's a question whether it's done together. Rashi, Tosfos brings the rivon, who says shua v'tovi v'yachad, that each step was done together with the wool and linen. Tosfos rejects that and learns that shua kol echad levado, each one was separately shua. And then on nuz, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that it's not woven, but it means shazur, to twirl it together. But the Gemara concludes that we learn from the word shatnez, and Tosfos explains that since it says shatnez instead of kelayim, we learn shua tovi venuz. But then why doesn't the Torah express Shua Tovi Venuz in three separate words? Why is it put together in a conjunction of the word Shatnez? So that teaches me that it's Lafnuye, to teach us Smuchim, and we learn from here that Aseid is Doichel Lois Aseid. And now the Gemara goes back, that this only teaches us Aseid Doichel Lois Aseid, a plain Lois Aseid. But what about a Lois Aseid Sheish by Karis? How do we know? So the Gemara says, let's try and learn from Mila on Shabbos. So Mila says, no, maybe Mila is more powerful because it has 13 brisos. So Mila says, let's try Pesach. Mila says, no, maybe Pesach is unique in that it carries a chorus penalty, one who fails to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach. So Mila says, let's go to a third source, let's try Karban Tomid. Mila says, no, Karban Tomid is Todir. It's a constant daily offering. So the Gemara says, we're stuck. Chada, me chada le'asya. So let's try putting two together. The Gemara continues to bring Pirchis. Finally, the Gemara says, let's go to a fourth source from Kibud Avayim, that if his parents told him to cook food on Shabbos for them, so it's not Deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not referring to a malacha like Bishul, but rather a malacha like Mechamer, to guide an animal which is only a lav, that's only a lav of a hemtecha, because he's not doing a maisa begufe. So that wouldn't be a situation of a say, doicha loisa say sheesh by chorus, so maybe there's no raya from here. And now we're on davov, amid aleph. The Gemara continues by saying that maybe we can't learn from lavim on Shabbos, because maybe they're more chomor. Rashi says, because we paskin, that a Mechal Shabbos is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So maybe it's worse than other Lavim. The Gemara rejects that argument. And then the Gemara says, we'll have to say, Mishum Dekalamifrach Malahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. Now, there are two Pshotim, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. Rashi learns that there is no alternative here. That he Efshel Lekayim Ebelei Akiras Lav. This is the only way to get the food for his father. But by Yibum, there's an option that you can do Chalitza. Tosfos rejects this trap because Tosfos says that Chalitza is not considered an option because Chalitza v'mokem Yibum lav mitzvahi. So Tosfos learns a different pshat, that Shekein Hechshir Mitzvah means that it's only a preparation to a mitzvah, but it's not yet feeding his father. He's only preparing the food, but he's not giving it yet to his father. Now over here, there's a Machloikis Rishonim. The way Rashi learns that the father told him, Hitame, go into a Beis HaKvaris, he's a Kohen, go into the Beis HaKvaris to return Laheshiv Aveda. Now here, it seems from Rashi that it's not a service to the father. It's just an instruction from the father. But the Rashba, other Rishonim learn that the father is telling him to go into the cemetery to bring me peros so that I should eat it. And the question here is, if the parents tell someone to do something for himself, not for them, is that considered the same chiyuv of kibud avayim? Some rishonim hold that that's not kibud avayim in the sense of when the father says, go bring me some food to eat, which is the original mitzvah, the basic mitzvah of kibud avayim. Now, the Gemara continues that there are pirchis. The Gemara goes to binyan beis hamikdash, that should be doiche Shabbos, and the Gemara rejects that also. Then the Gemara goes on Amid Beis, finally, to a sixth source to learn from Havara. There's a special, exclusive loisa say that refers to not lighting fire on Shabbos. Now over there, the question is, why do we need it? So it must be that Asay Doiche loisa say, if not for this pasuk. But the Gemara says, wait a minute, who are you going according to? Do we hold like Reb Yossi or Reb Nosson? Because there is a basic machloikis. Why does the Torah separate Havara? Reb Yossi learns Havara lelav yotzesa, that Havara is only a lav. So if it's only a lav, we can't bring this as a source for a chiyuv karis. But Reb Nosson holds it's lechalek to show that each one is independent. So the Gemara goes to this question. Finally, the Gemara says that we learn from the case of when Bezdin has to put someone to death, whether they can be Mechal Shabbos at the same time. And the Gemara says, what case are we talking about? And the Gemara says, even in a case where they're melting the lead, psila shalever, and that cooking is regular bishul. Rashi says it's bishul gomurhu, just like in the Mishkan where they had bishul samonim. So the question is, can they do it on Shabbos? And the Torah says, loy savaru esh. So this could be a raya from here, from this case of Mises Bezdin. But then the Gemara answers Amar Rav Simi Barashi, that this Tana does not hold of Esedeche Loisa say, maybe he has a Kal V'chaymer. He learns from a Kal V'chaymer. And we go to Dav Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara goes through the Kal V'chaymer. The Gemara goes back, finally, to Asedeche Loisa say. But the Gemara questions it and says, maybe only a plain Loisa say. But how do we know that a Asay should push aside even a Loisa say Shesh by Karis? And the Gemara uses an argument, Mali Chumra Zuta, Mali Chumra Rabba. What's the difference? Chumra Rabba, Chumra Zuta, it's along the same track. The Gemara goes back and says that still it's Srich, because Sal Kadai Tachamina, if we didn't have a Leho, we would learn, we would say that Eshe Sach is a Dov Shoye Bechlal, V'yotza Min HaChlal Lilamed. That if something goes out of the Klal, it teaches not only for itself, Ela Lilamed Ala Klal Kulo Yotza. It sets an example for the whole Klal. The Gemara brings an example from Kochim. But the Gemara rejects that and says no, that since that only works when the klal is an iser and the prat is also an iser. But here, if the klal is an iser and the prat is a heter, so we're coming to a new one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nidreshes Behem. Dovah Shoye Bechlal, and then it left. V'yatza Liden B'dovre Chodosh, Iyata Yochel Achziroi Lichlola Achziren Olach HaKosov Beferish. And the Gemara takes this and gives an example, and the Gemara goes Talmud Beis, where the Gemara finally says the concept of why don't we say that Eisha Sachti Ishtara, but Shara Royes Loi. So the Gemara says, no, we have a Memotzinu, Me Eisha Sach, Ma Eisha Sach, Me Yab Mafachos Isha, should also be Misyabim. And here the Gemara says, no, Mi Domi Hosam Chadi Isura. Eisha Sach is only one Isha, but here you have two Isurim. Together it's compounded. You have the Eisha Sach plus Achos Isha. But over here, the Ritva asks Akasha, what do you mean? On Omid Aleph, we said, Mali Chumra Zuta, Mali Chumra Rabba. There's no difference. And all of a sudden, here the Gemara is saying, there is a big difference. So the Ritva says, obviously, that we have when we have two separate Isurim, it's stronger than just one Isur that's intensified, that's Chumra Rabba. Now, here on Omid Aleph, there's a question, when the Gemara says that and I say is doicha lois say, even though the lois say is chomur mine, we know it's chomur. And how do we know it's chomur? So Rashi says sharei loikin olav. And here's where Reb Kiveiga says to look in the Ramban in Parshas Yisra, which we've mentioned before. But the question is, what is the svara of the Gemara that even though the Gemara admits that the lav is chomur, so the svarim talk about this. The Sefer Shorim Mitzionim Bahalacha wants to explain that it depends how you look at it. That when we do a mitzvah saseh, we're accomplishing a greater level than if a person just does the lo saseh. But when it comes to being mechalel, to transgressing a lo saseh, the pagam is worse than when he fails to fulfill an aseh. So that could be the logic, that when he's over a lo saseh, there's a chiyuv malchus, there's a malchus penalty. And yet, when it's a question of doing them, aseh is doiche lo saseh. The Gemara then continues to say that maybe we do say hoyel v'ishtri, ishtri, and the Gemara brings a raya, and the Gemara ends off, the Gemara brings ula, that just like ula says by tzaras, hoyel v'uta l'tzaras ayhuta l'kruyoy, by Erev Pesach, so too we can compare to ula. But then the Gemara argues, no, we can differentiate midomi l'du ula, and we go now to dafches, amen aleph. The Gemara concludes that we can only learn from Ula in a very limited way. The Gemara then goes to another Teretz Yibo Yisema that we can learn like Reb Yoina, that Reb Yoina has a Hekish Hukshu Kolarais Kulon Leishasach. So we learn Maishasach Sharia, or we would have learned that Af Kolarais Nami Sharia, and therefore we need the Oleha. But the Gemara now comes with a question. The Gemara says, look, we can learn all the Arayas with a hekesh to Eshes Ach, or an hekesh to Achos Isha, my chazis, why go this way rather than that way? And the Gemara gives two answers, either because we have a rule that l'kula v'chumra, l'chumra makshin, and you go l'chumra, or The Gemara says we learn Trei Yisurei from Trei Yisurei. Trei me Trei Yalfinan, but Chodo Yisura, Trei me Chodo Lo Yalfinan. When we have a compounded Yisur, you can't learn that from Eishes Ach, where there's a single Yisur. The Gemara then goes to Rava. Rava has a new approach. Rava says that for the Erev itself, you don't need a Pasuk, because he holds an Aseh is not Doichel Lo Yisaseh Shesh Bekaris, and therefore the Pasuk is only necessary for the Tzorah. The Gemara goes to show that Rava's approach is valid, and Ravashi says it's even meduyik in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says Paitres Tzorah Yisaseh, and we go straight to the Tzorah, but Peturais uPaitres Lo Katani Shmamina, that the main issue is for the Tzorah. This has to be explained. The Gemara goes to show how Rava will explain himself. The Gemara goes to Amid Beis, different psukim, how it fits in. Finally, the Gemara goes back to Rebbe. Rebbe learns from Ulkocha and V'yibma. The Gemara says that Rebbe has his own approach. He does not learn Tzorois from Litzror. He learns Litzror, he uses for Reb Shimon's Drosha on Chav Ches Amid Beis. Then the Gemara goes back and says that the Rabbonon, they use Ulkocha for the halacha of Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina. The Gemara says everybody agrees to Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina. The question is where we learned this from. Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina says that once a woman is misyabem, she becomes like a regular wife. And from now on, if he wants to send her away, it's with a get, not chalitza. If he wants to remarry her subsequently, he's allowed to until she marries someone else, like a regular woman. And also the yibma we darshan, that even Baal Karcha, the inyan of Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum is chal, even Baal Karcha. Rashi says he's kaina her and he can yarshin her mitamilah. For all matters, she becomes his wife. The Gemara then goes back to Rebbe. What does he do with Aleha? And the Gemara says he uses Aleha for a completely different sugya. The Gemara in Huryis, that Bezdin are not chayiv, their special parhelem Dovashal Tzibur, only if it's a situation of a chiyuv koris. Dovash is doinai kares v'shigigosai chatos. And this brings us to Daf Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara goes through the halachas of karbonos. The Gemara shows the drasha of Aleha, that Rebbe learns Aleha, Aleha, from Aleha b'chayeha, which is mufne, Rashi says, so it's for a drasha. So he learns that it's only by situations of kares. Now, the Gemara towards the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Aleph begins a new topic, that Levi asks Rebbe a question. Why is it that the Mishnah has Tesvav, Chamesh Esrei Noshim? Why isn't there a number 16? We can count Imoy Anusas Aviv. Now, right away, the Gemara says, Rebbe reprimanded Levi in a severe way. He blasted him. And he says, Kimedume, it seems to me, Kimedume li shem loy moyach bekodkoda, he has no brains in his skull. Now, why does Rebbe speak so harshly? So there's a famous Tshuvas Chavos Yoyer, which the Chavetz Chaim brings down at the end of his Sefer on the Hilchas Chavetz Chaim, that the Pshat, the reason is because Rabbeinu HaKodesh was the Rebbe of Levi. And the Rambam says, Chayiv Harav, that if the Rebbe sees that the Talmud is Misrashel, the Rebbe is Mechuyiv to be critical, to be Bekas, to be angry at the Talmud, so that the Talmud is on his toes. He should be more careful next time, and that's the pshat, that's why Rebbe was so critical of Levi. But the Gemara then goes and spends a long time trying to explain what is the problem, that maybe, technically, Levi seems to be right, that Imay Anusas Aviv would fit, but the Gemara says that no, it's a machloikis and beflukta loikamayris. The Gemara says, is that true? And the Gemara keeps analyzing this. The Gemara goes through, on Amid Beis, the Gemara brings Reb Chiya, Tani Reb Chiya, that Reb Chiya says that all of the cases of the Mishnah, Ani Kairei Behen, we can show a situation of Huasura Loze, Muteres Loze, V'achoysa Shehi Yevimta, Chayletzes Oymis Yavemis. Now Rashi explains this is a case of two sisters that come to Yibum, to two of the brothers, and each one has an extra iser to one of the brothers. So therefore, they're thrown out from that brother, Asur Lazeh, and Mutta to the other brother. In this case, that's Reb Chiya. Now, Reb Chiya says that it applies to all the cases of the Mishnah. But in Reb Chiya, there's a machlokus whether it actually applies to all the cases. Rav Yehuda says that it's not going on the first six. Abaye says it is going on
except for Eishes Achiv Shlai Haya B'Eilomai, and this, the Gemara says, is the question. Rav Safra says it does go on Eishes Achiv Shlai Haya B'Eilomai. And this brings us to Daf Yud Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that obviously Rebbe does not hold of the Klolim of Reb Chiya, and therefore Rebbe was critical of Levi. But the Gemara wants to bring another option. Rav Adar Karchina learns that could be Rebbe does hold of the Klolim, but still it doesn't work out. Then the Gemara brings Rav Ashi holds that Rebbe does not hold of the Klolim, and Rebbe does hold of Plukta Kamairi, but there is a diuk that shows that the Mishnah here is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's Osir. Anusas Aviv is Osir. So that's the reason why Rebbe was critical of Levi. Bottom line, the Gemara concludes, is that Levi still held he was right, and in his own Mishnah, Bodka Levi B'mas Nisan, in his own Braisa, he Gia Rashi says, V'hisifa Limanu Zav B'mishnah, so he put it in, he included it in his teachings. Antaf Yudamid Beis, the Gemara continues with a Machloikis, Reish Lakish, and Reb Yoichanan, by an issue of someone who did give Chalitza, and after the Chalitza, he went back and he gave her Kiddushin again. Now he's not allowed to, but there's a Machloikis, Reb Yoichanan, and Reish Lakish, as to what is the degree of Issa. Reb Yoichanan holds that there's no Karis anymore. Now it's only a Lav. Reish Lakish says it depends. For him personally, the one who gave the chalitza, there's no karis anymore. But for the brothers, there is karis. And in regards to the tzara, there is also karis to everyone. So this is a machlokes, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which the Gemara deals with, and it goes on into Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that there's another application to the machlokes. In a case where, let's say, one of the brothers made yibum, and then another brother went and also made Yibum. Now the din is, once Yibum was made, Rashi brings, Bayis Echad Hu Bona. Vein Bayna Beis Batim. There's no two Yibums at the same time. So in this family, in this Bayis, the Yibum is over with. So here there's a Machloikis. What is the penalty? The transgression of the second one. Whether it's Karis or only an Asay. And the Gemara says it depends on the Machloikis, Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. That according to Reish Lakish, it's Karis, because Reish Lakish holds that there still is Karis for the other brothers. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only an Asay. Why an Asay? Because Rashi says it's a Lav Abo Michlal Asay. It's deduced from Bayis Echad Uboyne, so it has a status of an Asay. We have a new Indian. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, a Tzaras Soita Asura. The co-wife of a Soita is Asa, because Tumuk Sivba Kiarais. She's like Nerva. And Rashi says we're talking about a case where there was a definite zinus, there are witnesses, and after the woman was mizana, the husband was meis b'loy bonim. So she and her tzara are both exempt, and they're potter even from chalitza, because she's considered like an erva. The Gemara now goes to the issue of machzir grusha. There's a machloikis. After his divorced wife married someone else with nisuin, she's definitely usher to come back to him. But if it's only erisin, there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yosef ben Kifar holds its mutter, the Chachamim hold its osir. Afyud Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings in a case of Tzoras Mamenes, the co-wife of a Ktana who makes Miun. Shmuel says she's also Asura. Then the Gemara brings, what about a Tzoras Islandis? Tzora, the co-wife of an Islandis, so Ravasi says is Osir. Then the Gemara concludes on the bottom of Marava, Hilchasa, Tzoras Islandis Muteres, that no, the co-wife of an island is mutter, and then the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yochanan that all three of the previous blot, tzara of a mamenes, tzara of an island is, and a tzara of machzir grusha are all mutter. All three are mutarais. Gemara now brings the case of gimel noshim mishamshois b'moich, the halacha of a ketana and a muberis umeinika. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. Rabbi Meir holds that mutter for them to be mishamish with a moich, contraception. Tosis learns tzrichas l'shamish b'moich. There are many different machloikas in here, but we paskin like the chachomim that achazu v'achazu mishameshes kedarka v'holeches u'min hashamayim yirachamu, Hashem will have mercy mishum shenemar. It says in Tehillim, shomer psoim Hashem. So we rely on shomer psoim Hashem. There's nothing to fear. Now the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara goes into minahani mili. What is the source for the exemption of the tzara of a tzara. One opinion, Rav Yehuda learns from Litzrayer. We learn from Litzrayer. Rav Ashi, a second opinion, learns it's a svara, based on a svara. The Gemara then goes and brings a machloikis tanoim, an interesting chakira, the question of whether it's misa mapeles or nisuin harishonim mapilim. When a woman comes for yibum, what is the cause? Is it now, the misa now, that triggers the nefila le yibum, that causes the situation of yibum? Or it actually goes back to the original marriage, to the first brother, that causes it? This brings us now to the second Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the second Mishnah of the Perek. Sheish arayis chamurois me'elu. There are six arayis that are more stringent than the first 15 in the first Mishnah, because these cannot even marry a brother. So here the co-wives will be mutter, because it's more chamur, so it has to stay away, and therefore the co-wives are going to be mutter. Like, let's say, imoy, a case of a mother, so she can't marry either brother. So therefore, her co-wife has no stigma attached to her, and she is mutter to marry the brother. Now the Mishnah says that you should know everything we've learned so far. The whole first Mishnah is actually a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Beis Shammai matirin hatzoros liachim uveis Hillel oistrim. So the first Mishnah was beis Hillel's shita, which is the halacha, but beis Shammai disagree. That beis Shammai holds that the co-wives of a daughter, let's say, is mutter for yibum. And this was a major machloikis between beis Shammai and beis Hillel. And the Mishnah says, although there was such a tremendous machlokes, and it would matter